and swineherd Eumaeus, you answered him and said, "Old man, I never then shall give that fee for welcome news, nor will Odysseus reach his home. Nay, drink in peace. Let us turn to other thoughts, and do not bring such matters to remembrance. Ah, my heart aches within when one recalls my honored master. As for the oath, why, let it be. Yet may Odysseus come as I desire. I and Penelope, Laertes the old man, and Prince Telemachus. But now I have unceasing grief about Odysseus' child, Telemachus, whom, when the gods had made to grow like a young sapling, and I would often say that he would stand in men's esteem no whit behind his father, glorious in form and beauty, some god or man upset the balanced mind within, and off he went for tidings of his father to hallowed Pylos. And now the lordly suitors watch for his coming home, hoping to have the race of Prince Arsaceus blotted from Ithaca and left without a name. However, let us leave him too, whether he falls or flies, or whether the son of Cronus holds over him his arm. But come, old man, relate to me your troubles, and tell me truly this, that I may know full well, who are you, of what people? Where is your town and kindred? On what ship did you come? And how did sailors bring you to Ithaca? Whom did they call themselves? For I'm sure you did not come on foot. Then wise Odysseus answered him and said, "Well, I will very plainly tell you this. But had we in the lodge food and sweet wine for long, and should we feast in quiet, letting others do our work, then might I easily not finish in a year the tale of all the toils I bore by the gods' bidding. Of a family in lowland Crete I boast that I was born, a rich man's son. There were many sons besides, born and brought up within that hall, sons of a lawful wife. Me, a bought mother bore, a concubine. Yet he gave me equal honor with his true begotten sons, this Castor, son of Hylax, whose child I say I am. Among the Cretans, he was honored through the land as if he were a god because of his prosperity, his wealth, and famous sons. But death's doom bore him to the house of Hades, and his disdainful sons divided up his living, casting lots. Me they assigned a very meager share besides my dwelling. Nevertheless, I took to wife the daughter of a wealthy house, winning her by my merit, because I was no weakling and not afraid of war. Now all is gone. Yet still, when you see stubble, I think you know the grain. Hardships innumerable have pressed me sore.